pollster Stanley Greenberg is having a disturbing sense of deja vu. The issue is health care. Greenberg was a pollster for the Clinton White House. He surveyed public opinion on health care reform back in the early 90s, before the Clinton plan went down in flames. Now Greenberg has gone back to the public for a new round of independent research, asking the same questions he asked some 15 years ago. And he joins us in the studio to talk about what he's found. Stan Greenberg, you write in The New Republic that your head is throbbing. Why is your head throbbing?
And it's still throbbing because the deja vu won't go away. Healthcare reform is the hardest thing to do. And it's painful because the country is desperate for it to happen. People know they want this change, but they know that, you know, if it's not done right, they pay a price. Therefore, the president and the administration has to make its case in a special way that, one, reassures them, but also tells them it's the right kind of change.
Well, what were some of the questions you were asking where you found that the answers you were getting were virtually identical to what you'd found 15 years ago?
Well, we found, you know, almost 60% who were dissatisfied with the system, but also 3/4 who are satisfied with their own insurance. So that's a starting point, is you have people conflicted between their sense that the macro system is unacceptable, but the micro system can be livable.
And that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed, and that makes them risk-averse. They want the change, but they want to make sure it's the right kind of change.
It sounds like, from reading your piece in The New Republic, that the danger here would be getting lulled into a false sense of security. The poll numbers look great. People want health care reform. You're looking back at the experience 15 years ago and saying, not so fast.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, you look at the 3/4 in almost all surveys who say they want major reform. And if you look at that and say, well, how can you not do this? There seems to be so much momentum. It was so central to what the president ran on. It was for President Clinton, is for President Obama. And yet, I went through each number one by one. And I said, oh, my God, we're in the same place.
You know, you do hear this from the Obama administration, that things are different now, that lessons have been learned from what happened in the Clinton White House with health care reform, that there's much more unity and motivation for people to come together, and that they're letting Congress take the lead, not this sort of secret, opaque procedure that happened in the Clinton years. Do you think that that's the case? And the polling that you've done, does it seem to back that up?
Well, I think it's absolutely true, you know, up to this point, I think it's true. That is, the Clinton health care plan was devised within the White House. It never passed any committees of the full committees of the Congress, and it was a very long process. That's not where we are. Democrats are much more united in general, but also on health care reform. It's moving faster. It's better that the president is not mired in those specifics. But we're also, I think, at a different moment now. I think we've crossed a point where the public has said, okay, we now want to see the details.
Given your hard-won experience in the Clinton years on health care, what do you think the lessons are that the Obama administration should be mindful of here?
You have to respect people. You have to respect that they are making rational judgments when they are cautious about reform. They want reform, but the reasons for being cautious are real. And therefore, you need to respect them and give them information that they need to make about how this will, impact them. And that means becoming both a teacher at a big level on why the country has to make the change, but also a teacher at a micro level on, how health exchanges will, bring lower, costs, how that competition will bring lower costs, how preventive care and wellness brings lower costs. The president has got to go to the people with that kind of a conversation, and I think the country is ready to listen to it.
Stan Greenberg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Stan Greenberg runs the polling and strategic consulting firm Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research. His article in The New Republic is called "Repeat the Question: Why Healthcare Reform Could Fail Again."